The prison writing program goes back to the 70s. And Richard Shelton, who is now a Regents professor, back then got an inquiry from an inmate wanting to work on his poetry. And Richard was fascinated, of course, by this kind of interest. And so things led to things, and he ended up starting a writing workshop, a weekly writing workshop, a couple hours. And that was up in Florence. Those workshops have continued, and they've been all over the state. They've been down in Safford. I go down to the Wilmot Prison, state prison. Richard has been over to Gila Bend, Buckeye, Yuma, Florence, all over the southern Arizona.
What were some of the first impressions that you had when you began to participate in this program?
My impressions, I was surprised. I was surprised at the level of commitment that the inmates bring to the workshops. I was surprised at the insights that they had. I was surprised at the ability to learn and a kind of passion, I guess, for expression that I found even greater than many of my students here at the University of Arizona. So they have a way of inspiring me, and I sometimes don't feel up to the task of meeting them at the level of expression that they're working with. They have much much more time to think about what they're writing than I do. I juggle a lot in my job. I'm multitasking and feel sometimes a little less than fully focused on my writing. And I feel like they have a very intense focus.
Can you give us an example of something that that focus reveals?
Often, they will surprise me and surprise themselves by sustaining a kind of a literary gaze on a subject. I mean, sometimes I'll bring up something like, for next week, I want you guys to write about some lost cause that you have engaged with in your life. And of course, that'll trigger a whole bunch of jokes about lost causes and wasted time and this kind of thing. And then over the week, it'll sink in, and I imagine that they've spent some time really thinking about it, and they'll bring in something. And one inmate brought in a lost cause that was a friend of his, and this friend was his closest friend, kind of a confidant. And this friend ended up getting a terminal cancer that was not attended to by the state prison doctors very well. Through the process of lack of treatment and mistreatment and other things, this inmate ended up dying. And he was just talking about how being his friend and how, I guess, continually supporting him and hoping that things would get better and knowing this guy's girlfriend who came to visits, and he met her in when he was at visits also, that the two of them both hopelessly loved this guy. And in writing about it, he, I think, surprised himself at the depth of feeling that he had for this idea of a lost cause.
How large of a role does biographical or autobiographical writing play in what they're doing in the workshop?
Well, the inmates, like all of us, are a diverse group. Some of them thrive on autobiographical writing, and some of them shun it, and they will write on almost anything other than their lives. I think it depends on, aptitude, interest, inclination. Writers tend to want to go after things that interest them. And some of, they might not feel their lives are that interesting, or, which I don't agree with, they may feel that it's a little too hot to talk about. And they aren't ready yet, maybe, to write about that. But I would say most of the early writing that inmates do in the workshop comes from autobiographical experience. A lot of them, not surprisingly, have had stretches of homelessness, have dealt with different levels of addiction, alcoholism, narcotic addiction, have been in violent situations. So many times when they write about their experience, it goes into those kinds of areas. Okay, I'd like to read this poem by Joe Bell. He's an inmate in the Wilmot State Prison Writing Workshop, Santa Rita Unit. And the title of this poem is No Secrets. And Joe, just as an intro, is an older guy, and he's been married for a long time, and he misses his wife. And so this is what this poem is about. No secrets. One man, one woman, hover on wheelchairs between racing skateboards. Economics of Reagan years never trickled down. Certificate of vows, faded parchment, broken bones, Prozac, white lies. Scheduling love sessions between leaking bladders, arthritic flare-ups, varicose veins, lengthening teeth, lusty daydreams of Channel 4's Weather Gal. Awakened by flatulence, mirages blinded by cataracts. A distant moon, a distant man, dark spots on lips, eczema, melanoma scars, craters, gravity severed, decades cremated, high school yearbooks become obituaries, religion reincarnates, battling the hurricane with a bayonet, conducting our locomotive on the tail of a comet, we windsurf with coffee, cream, two sugars, resurrection under construction.